Racing.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive brisk pace, speed, and class ratings, free memberships, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BristNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, August 8th at Prairie Meadows, net gain, a three-year-old colt by Include, shipped in from New York to win the Iowa Breeders' Derby for Windstar Farm and trainer Bill Mott, bred by Lane Thoroughbreds and sold at the OBS April sale for $325,000. Net gain broke his maiden as a two-year-old at Aqueduct and followed that with a placing in Lost Private Term Stakes. He's just the latest in a long list of stakes winners by Include. The most recent, the undefeated two-year-old colt Riker, winner of the $125,000 Colin Stakes of Woodbine, and Include Betty, a winner of the 2015 renewal of the classic Grade 1 Mother Goose Stakes and likely to start in the Grade 1 Alabama. Include has sired seven Grade 1 winners and a remarkable 20 runners that have won or placed in Grade 1 Stakes. So if you want to compete at the top of the game, take a close look at the Include yearlings at the upcoming sales. He stands at Mr. and Mrs. Barrett and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website, airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Of the world, it's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the fence they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, whirl away, pulls away.
The people.
Here comes Slim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Secretary on the Quincy by 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Good morning, everyone, and we're here.
Smart Mouth is here. Yeah, Matt's over here.
Matt, yeah. And include yourself in the latter category.
No, not me. Sweetness and light.
If you all will shut up a minute, I'll tell people where we are. We're in the Clocker stand here at the Thoroughbred Center. Beautiful day. Lots of works out there. We're going to have to go out and help Jackie after the break. One of us is. I guess it'll be you.
I guess it
help will.
Help
Susie out a little bit because Harold's not here. The track man's not here. He's on. When he takes vacations, look like every other week to me. Matt Howard's here, and Jackie's here, and Rissy's here.
Matt will help Clock. Matt's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Matt can go out and help Clock and make himself useful for a change. Anyway, well, what are we going to do today? Joe Brown is coming on at the top of the hour. Now, Joe owns Summerhill Farm out on the old Frankfort Pike, been out there for a long time. I'm going to find a little bit more about the history of that place a little bit today. But she's, Jackie, you met her in Pony Club, I think.
I think so. She's one of those people that you know forever and you can't remember where actually you have met her. But she did so much Pony Club work. And Betsy was in Pony Club, years ago, of course. And so I think that's how come I know her. But she's one of those horse people that are around.
Mm-hmm.
You just see her all the time.
Well, and then, of course, she's raising thoroughbreds out there and been active in the thoroughbred business for many years. She's also was a whip for the Pony Club. The Iroquois Hunt.
Iroquois, and she reputably the best hunter seat show rider forever.
Okay. Yeah, Didn't know that. We'll talk to Joe when she gets. Good to see her. It will be. I haven't seen her for a long time. Michael Blowen is back from Saratoga. I assume he will show up today.
Yeah.
And Dr. Brian Walridge doesn't have to work today. He's a state veterinarian. Does the free work over at Old Friends. Everybody works for free at Old Friends.
Yeah, boy.
Except Michael, of course.
And he practically works for free.
And he practically works for free.
Yeah, I was on the board of that thing. He didn't get enough.
Yeah. Well, he's doing what he loves.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, okay. Steve Moody is give us the winner. They're running two stakes at graded stakes today in New York, the four-star Dave and the Adirondack, both grade two, and we'll ask him about those. He, of course, is the author of the Saratoga handicapper sheet now, and when it comes back to Keeneland, he'll be doing the Keeneland handicapper sheet. And let's see, of course, a big We'll have Jackie's announcements. Big stakes today. The big ones are up at Arlington. We'll talk about that in a moment. And let's see. We might do a little Joe Palmer if we have time for that. Let's see. Look, let's take a look at those stakes you're running today. Of course, the big one is the Arlington Million. It's a grade one, as the name of the stake would imply. It's a purse of $1 million. The Beverly D is also grade one, and it's got a pot of $700,000. Also at Arlington, they run in the Secretariat grade one. It's on the grass, going a mile and a quarter, and it's drawn a field of seven, and it also is at Arlington. What else we got at Arlington today? The rest of these are somewhere else. The Pucker Up. Okay, I remember Pucker Up real well. She was a filly by Olympia that raced for Dan and Ada Rice and went to stud over at their farm. No. Yeah, she did race for the Rices. Olympia raced for her sire, stood there. What am I saying about Pucker Up going to stud? She was a filly. How's she going to go to stud? Anyway, she visited studs and was a stakes producer. But anyway, she was by Olympia who went to stud. He raced for Fred Hooper, but stood at Danita Farm. Drawn a field of 11. Good race up there today. One of the better races. Also, the American St. Ledger Stakes, which is at an odd distance, a mile and 11 sixteenths. A mile and 11 sixteenths. And consequently, there's some foreign breeds in there. And let's see what else we're running stakes, graded stakes today. Let me turn the page here. Don't think I remember these things from the Del Mar Oaks, grade one. It's drawn a field of eight out there. Let's see what else we've got. The Northlands Park Canadian Derby. It's a grade three race. And let's see, tomorrow they're running the Saratoga Special up at Saratoga. They're running a Long Acres Mile. They're running the Sky Classic, one of my favorite horses. He's retired now and stood out at Pin Oak Stud, of course. Boy, he's a gorgeous horse. I don't know if he's still alive. I believe he is. I don't believe he's passed away. Surely I would have heard the Sky Classic. Anyway, he was a brilliant racehorse, and it was a very good sire. Sired some about 60 stakes winners. Morning, Doc.
Hey, morning.
Dr. Brian Waldridge is here. Well, Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing good. Yeah. When are you going to run your filly back?
Hopefully tomorrow.
Oh,
nothing
really?
Happens
in,
to us.
In tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
What race are you in?
Last race at Belterra, as usual.
The last race?
We're always in last.
Yeah. I might try to run up there and watch that. What's your odds on her? You got it? Is she worth a trip?
Well, I think so. They gave her 8-1, but I think she's a good bet for that.
Is she? But she's been second in the first two starts.
She's
right?
Had
last two starts.
Last two, she's been second.
Yeah.
And going the same distance. So.
Same distance, same price, or did you up her?
We upped her. But I think she's a good bet at 8-1.
You know, there's an old saying, there's no hop like a drop.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, we had an accidental drop. We had a... got entered in the wrong race.
So, is that what happened?
I think I would have dropped her two ways if you won that one. So.
Well, I guess, Tim, your trainer's over there stall walking, weaving a little bit or something.
Sky Classic is deceased.
Pardon?
Is deceased.
Did Sky Classic did die? Mm-hmm. Okay. I had in my mind that it did, but, you know, that's two reasons I can't remember yesterday. Mm-hmm. But he was a superb racehorse. Won $3 million. Stood over Pinot. Have you ever seen him, Brian?
No, I didn't.
Boy, he was gorgeous. He was just beautiful horse. And he sired over 100 stakes horses and over, I think, 58, 59 stakes winners and several grade one winners and everything. He never really was that popular because he was a grass horse, you know. Uh-huh. I mean, and now grass horses are coming back.
Yes, sir.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, look at that horse of Ken Ramsey's, for God's sakes.
That's right. Yeah, doing well.
Yeah, and he was a grass horse, you know. I bet there have been grass horses. You know that the Toppler TV Lark was a grass horse and Toppler Silas, and there have been others. Anyway, where am I? Okay, let me see what else I got to do here today. Oh, I got to mention that John Nehru died, passed away. He was 102 years old. Boy, that's a long time ago. That's what, 1913 he was born? That would be,
right.
I believe that's right. My Russell Cave School math holds up, but I'm not sure.
It's hard to carry that extra one when you're under
two. Yeah, I know. Yeah, right.
Wasn't he your Russell Cave grade school friend also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, I was about 1 year behind him. I was in kindergarten. Shut up over there, will you? look who's coming here, staggering up the hill. Michael Blowen. Uh-huh. Always late, isn't he? Always late. Well, anyway, he died Wednesday. That's at age 102. Yeah. Heart just stopped, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's all it, you know, I mean, just kind of wore out.
Yeah.
It's kind of like me. I'm wearing out, you know, where hearing aids, I've got lens in my eyes, and I still look at pretty girls, forgot why. But anyway, it's morning, Michael.
Morning, Ursel.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. Back here in Kentucky.
Ah, man, I love that T-shirt. He gets all these clothes. You know, he says, we were just talking about you not getting paid very much over there.
Yeah.
Hell, they give him his car and he's got a wardrobe.
Got my house.
Yeah.
Got everything.
Yeah.
Huh?
Got beer.
Got beer. The beer I have to pay for and my credit vouchers. That's about it.
Well, we miss you.
Well, thanks. I miss you too.
Yeah. Doc got back last week. He's got a couple of weeks off.
Got his first running tomorrow. We're all going up to Bell,
you know,
Tanner.
I'm just
fun.
Just talking about that, we might come up. Jackie, I'll talk to Jackie and see if I can talk her into it.
It'd be great if you could come on up.
Yeah, I'd like to.
What time's
the post time?
4:57.
Oh, that's early enough. Yeah.
Well,
that won't keep me up past my bedtime.
And it's Sunday. Traffic won't be bad.
Might wake me up from my nap. But, you know, I mean,
you can take your nap before you go. That's the best part.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I should be out there mowing. You know, place starting to look like Vietnam again. It's growing up, you know, good Lord. And I just finished mowing it. I ain't gonna complain, though, because, you know, I mean,
getting grass.
Absolutely. I told Jackie the other day, we were looking out. We, like, sit out in a patio in the back at night and look. You can see one house from our place, and it's the old clay place over on Brentsville, and it's about 2 miles away. Beautiful home. You can just barely see it through the trees. Otherwise, you can't see a tree. You know, we go out there and listen to the birds and the crickets and the cats come around. And
but be careful for your heart, you know. This kind of excitement can send you over the edge.
But anyway, we're looking out last night or the other night. I forget it was. And so I said, gee, well, it looks like, you know, it looks like May out there. You know, I mean, it's... And the grass is growing again. The yard's mowing. Needs mowing again. I'm getting calluses on my butt. Oh, well. All right. Well, last Sunday at the Curragh, the Group 1 Keeneland Phoenix Stakes was won by Air Force Blue, a 2-year-old colt. He's by Warfront, bred by Arthur Hancock Stone Farm, who sold him as a yearling for $490,000. Owned by Susan Magnier, Michael Tabor, and Derek Smith. Trained by Aiden O'Brien. Air Force Blue is the 11th Grade 1 winner by Warfront, and his progeny is in demand the world over. On Saturday, Flatter was represented by two more stakes winners. Cabana, coming off a win in the $100,000 stakes at Indiana Grand, won the Mike Spellman Memorial at Arlington, and Need More Flattery won the Vivacious Stakes to boost their earnings to over $487,000. But perhaps the most impressive winner of the day for Flatter was at Saratoga, where the 2-year-old Economic Impact, a first-time starter, set the crowd buzzing with an impressive win and an $84,000 maiden special. Flatter ranked 16th on the North American sire list among all active sires. Both Warfront and Flatter stand at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at ClaibornFarm.com. Well, Jackie's going to get the gidunks or something, or coffee or something. I don't know anyway, so I'll do this for my friends down at Hopewell Insurance, which... Jackie's starting to practice a little law again. She's got to call them, get some liability insurance. So, if you listen, and I did, we'll be calling you Monday. Well, anyway, when we moved to Bourbon County, and Lord of mercy, that's over 30 years ago, we'd been doing business in Lexington, of course, because we lived in up this direction anyway, in Fayette County. And but we thought it'd be a good idea to go to a local company. And so we asked, got a bunch of friends living down in Bourbon County, and we asked who we should call. And without exception, they all said the Hopewell Company. So that's what we did. And it's a great decision because they've really done a great job for us. It's a it's an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for us, and they'll work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies that offer the best coverage at competitive prices and don't give you any hassle when you go to make a claim. And that's I love that better than anything else. And the folks at Hopewell, they're prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. Won't cost you anything. They'll look it over and see what they can do for you. And they cover everything for us. I mean, you name it, a house, a car, a barn, or farm equipment. And liability, and once it's in, that's farm liability. Now we got to insure Jackie. Anyway, give them a call. It's the Hopewell Company. It's Joe or Ted McLean, 859-987-2347. Or you can stop by the office at 820 Main Street right there in Paris, and they'll do a great job for you. They have for us, and they'll do it for you also. All right, there are a couple of names that you ought to remember in the horse insurance business and in farm business, and they're also down at Paris, and that's the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. Now, Clay Ward Agency, they've been selling equine insurance for over 80 years now, and they do a great job of it. They've got some big-time clients, and the success was based on hard work and attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business, and those qualities are carried on today by the folks over there at Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, and John Hess. And I tell you what, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the pros over at the Clay Ward Agency are in a great position to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Here's your number. It's a 859 number, 987-1861. And that's the Clay Ward Agency, 1102 Main Street in Paris. And the Indian Creek, they've raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. They've been in business. They're closely affiliated with the Clay Ward Agency, and they have, as I said, do a great job at the sales. And I'm sure there's some sales coming up. I guess the nominations are closed for the November breeding stock sales. But there's a yearling sale from Fraser Tipton in October, and I know they will sell for you. Well, they'll sell everywhere. They just sold up at Saratoga. In fact, they sold the top-priced colt at the New York bred sale, $350,000 for Scat Daddy. And they do a great job. The horses look great, and they walk into the ring. You know they've been taken care of and raised the right way. And here's how you get in touch with them. It's Shaq Parrish or Nikki Dryan at Indian Creek. And it's the website is IndianCreekKY.com. IndianCreekKY.com. That's two people you ought to know about, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursulele.
Well, what's this? Oh, we got a little button here. Am I supposed to wear it? Where am I going to put that?
I don't know.
Yeah, on my hat. I can wear it on my hat.
Yeah.
What hat have I got on today?
Game on, dude.
Well, it's a clash. This is green silks, and the game on, dude, up there is blue.
Well, I can tell that's always been a problem with your fashion sense. You know, people probably don't know that you were on the cover of the 1941 GQ.
You know what GQ stands for, though? It's General Quarters. And I might have been around for a couple of those, but
yeah, that's our war emblem pin for our war emblem. We're getting war emblem home from overseas, and he should be here in mid-October.
Mid-October, yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him.
You want to know how we're raising the money? I'll bet you do. I bet you're very curious about it.
How are you raising the money, Michael?
Lemonade stand.
The lemonade stand.
I think we should get Ralph to have a beer stand on the streets of Paris.
Probably hit a couple of liquor stores is what he's done.
That'd be good. No, we're We've got Barbara Livingston has donated her photograph of War Emblem winning the Derby.
Okay.
And so we're reprinting that on 300 certificates that will all be numbered. And Bob Baffert and Victor Espinoza are going to sign all the certificates. And that's for a donation of $202 to commemorate his victory in the 2002 Derby and Preakness.
$202.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
If you reach for your wallet that fast, you might hurt your hand. Watch it. Don't get injured.
I will be extremely careful.
Good.
And slow.
I wouldn't want you to get hurt.
In fact, I might not make it.
But anyway, so everybody gets a certificate, and with Baffert signing, Victor Espinoza signing, you should be able to get $200 on eBay.
They'd have to be on a check for me to get rid of it.
Oh, my God. And Genuine Rewards out of quarantine now, and he's out, so people can
come visit
him.
Tell people who don't know who Genuine Reward is.
Well, Genuine Rest, the great filly who won the Kentucky Derby and trained by Leroy Jolly, was a great racehorse, but unfortunately not a very good broodmare, and she only had two foals that really lived. And and Genuine Reward is one of them, and he was siring polo ponies up in Sheridan, Wyoming, mm-hmm. when he retired, and we were fortunate enough to Laura Hillenbrand, the author of Unbroken and Seabiscuit, sent us some money, and that paid for all of his costs to get to Old France. So he's there, and he might not have had the talent. Obviously, he didn't have the talent of his mother, but he's very intelligent, and he looks like her. He's very, very handsome.
Yeah. Has Laura Hillenbrand ever visited Old France yet?
She's coming in October, she tells me, but she hasn't been out because she has chronic fatigue syndrome, and her energy level gets very weak. She hasn't been out of the Washington D.C. since 1990.
Is that right?
But she's she's coming to Old Friends to see the horse, see Gulch. Gulch and Genuine Reward are her favorite horses. So.
Yeah, okay. I'd love to have her on the show. If you could get her over here.
Yeah. Well, I'll ask her.
I know about fatigue. I don't have any stamina to speak of anymore. And, it's hard to do things when you... I don't see how she could write.
I know it's amazing that she's the best nonfiction writer going, and she only writes a few paragraphs a day, but boy, those are darn good paragraphs.
Yeah.
She's really talented. I ran into Leroy Jolly a bunch of times up at Saratoga. He trained Genuine Risk, and he wants to talk to her about Genuine Risk, so that'll be an interesting conversation to have.
Wants to talk to her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe she'll write something about that.
Yeah, she's inspired.
Yeah, she's it's just sad that, somebody that talented has that kind of handicap.
Yeah.
But it's
she's working on another book now. She didn't tell me what it was, but she's very excited about it.
She didn't tell you?
No.
Yeah. Okay. All righty.
No, but she's been great. Saratoga was great. And we're all excited about the Old Friends Stakes coming up at Kentucky Downs on September 16th.
Okay.
Let's see. I got eight. I'm like the assistant honorary stakes secretary there because I think I got it oversubscribed already.
Yeah. You've already filled a race?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
If everybody that in Saratoga told me they were going to enter a horse, enters the horse, we're oversubscribed.
Yeah.
I went around with the condition book. And we got it sponsored. Yeah. So that's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you say who's sponsoring?
Next week. I know people will be on pins and needles for a whole week. It's like one of those old cereals. I wonder who's sponsoring that race. I won't be able to sleep.
Yeah, I might not make it home from here. I'm just sit here and wait.
We're going through all the last minute details, but we'll know by next week.
Yeah.
We'll be able to say it by next week.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, everything's going good. The weather's been good. The horses will all look great. Farm looks great. It's a terrible thing to admit, but it looks better. It looks better when I got back than when I left, and it makes me a little shaky in terms of my long-term employment possibilities. Hey, maybe we don't need him after all.
Yeah,
we can auction off his clothes and his house.
Well, they might save a little money in wardrobe. I know that.
Tell us about. Did you talk about gossip? Gossip? Did you get any gossip when you were in?
Gossip?
Any gossip?
Jackie wants to know about gossip.
Come on.
No. Oh, but this is kind of a good story, I think. Well, I'll let the audience be the judge of that. I shouldn't presume that it's a good story, but I'll tell it anyway.
Probably not true.
After Ken Ramsey won the last race the other day at Saratoga, went down to congratulate him, and I was there with Robert Clark, the artist, and Bob has just put out this really, really great book of his paintings of the horses. And one of the interesting things, Ed Bowen helped him with it. Ed wrote the introduction, wrote a lot about the horses. And he's got quotes from all the owners of every horse about that particular horse. So he wanted to go down and give Ken a book. So they turned to the Kitten's Joy page. And there's Kitten's Joy, this marvelous painting of Kitten's Joy. And Ken really likes it. And we're in the winner's circle, and Bob says, "Why don't you read your own quote?" So there's Ken orating his quote about Kitten's Joy and how much it meant to him, and Bob gave him the book, and then Ken said, "Well, who owns this painting?" And Bob says, "I do." And he says, "Well, how much is it?" And he goes, "Well, it's usually $12,000, but." Because you're an owner and you contributed to the book, I can sell it to you for $9,000. And if you buy it, I'll donate $900 to Old Friend.
Ah.
So he did. That was pretty good. I'm in the winner's circle with that. You know, the $900, that's more than I got when my horse won a race at Suffolk. And I didn't have a horse in the race. I'm in the winner's circle at Saratoga collecting $900.
That's about what mine used to be worth.
So that was fun. And everybody's been one of the highlights was the basketball game between the jockeys and the trainers. They've been doing it for 22 years. The jockeys have never won. So, and Angel
Cordero, height disadvantage, I would say.
Yeah. Not only that, I ran into Angel Cordero, who's the coach of the jockeys, before the game, and he's complaining like crazy. Yeah, they never call any fouls, and all they do is bounce around, and they keep doing this and cheating, and they bring in ringers, and they do everything else.
That's funny.
And so the night of the game, here we go. Here are the jockeys. They're ready to go, right? And they have some really, really good athletes. Angel Cruz, an amazing basketball player. I mean, they're really, really good, but they're small. And,
Yeah.
And I can't remember the guy's name. It's going to drive me crazy. But anyway, so Angel Cordero, who's accusing them of bringing in ringers, brings in an NBA All-Star. He used to play for the Miami Heat. Yeah. Okay. He's like 6'10". He's a really nice guy. He didn't play that much, but he took I think Steve Claseris, the trainer, gave him an elbow early in the game. He took an instant dislike to Steve Claseris. So for the rest of the game, Steve Claseris couldn't get a shot off. It was he just flicked it out of bounds. And everybody, Elliot Walden was there, and Richard Schlossberg played, and Todd Pletcher played. Todd's a pretty good basketball player. And when it got close toward the end, they put in the NBA guy.
Oh,
he had a couple of threes.
That was it.
I kind of nailed it down, but that was the first time in 22 years they won. And I went over to Cordero and I said, "Boy, you did it without any ringers." But if you're ever up there during that basketball game, do not miss it. It's one of the great, great events because you got all these people that compete against each other all the time just having fun.
Yeah.
And the trainers working together and the jockeys working together and people laughing. And they had a good – it was to raise money. I forget. They raised money for something good, I guess.
Yeah.
It wasn't for us. It wasn't that good.
Well, let me raise some money here.
But it was still good.
All right. Well, August 7 in France, Antoineau, a 2-year-old filly by First Defense, won her career debut, won by 6.5 lengths at the direct expense of Kima. She's by Dane Hill Dancer, with a full sister to the multiple grade one winner Magician by Galileo, finishing third. Now, Antoineau is a half-sister to Upbeat Mood. That's a mizzen-mast filly that is placed in stakes at Santa Anita and Hollywood Park. She's earned over $144,000 now. Another First Defense 2-year-old, the first of his by his sire to start this year, is Known Defense. He won a maiden special at Santa Anita in his first start. Known Defense is a half-brother to the stakes place Made Up, winner of nearly $300,000 out of Make Known, a half-sister to the $777,000 graded stakes winner Wiseman's Ferry. Make Known as a yearling filly by First Defense at Judmont Farm. Now, let me remind you that other 2-year-olds by First Defense this year include a full sister to the Eclipse Award winner Close Hatches and a half-sister to the multiple Grade 1 winner and millionaire Emollient. And believe me, that's just scratching the surface of what's to come. Now, First Defense stands Judmont Farm, home also of Mizzen Mast. And for more information, call Gary DeRocca or Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629 and see the website at judmont.com.
Down through the years, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have walked into a Sally van on their way to a win in the Derby or the Breeders' Cup, and yes, to a Triple Crown. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. Sally vans are always in tip-top condition, and the person behind the wheel is an experienced driver and an experienced horseman, and that is a winning combination. Folks at Sally Van wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why, for more than six decades, a Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle. Give them a call, 859-255-9406. See the website at sallyvans.com and enjoy the ride.
Well, Receptor winner last Saturday, the $100,000 Fazy Tippin De La Rue Stakes, is the 10th 2015 stakes winner by Sprightstown. Bred by John W. Phillips and Hank Snowden, sold as a yearling for $410,000. She won her first start as a two-year-old at Saratoga, won the Chelsea Flower Stakes at Belmont, and is placed in three other stakes, two grade, including the Grade 3 Bogey this year. Sprightstown is ranked among the top 10 leading sires for six straight years. And he's right there again this year with 10 stakes winners, six graded stakes winners, two grade one winners, and the earners of over $6,700,000. Sprightstown has demonstrated his ability to sire superior stakes winners, and that's why his yearling sold for an average of $325,500 at the just-concluded Saratoga sales. Stands at Windstar Farm. And for more on the Windstar stallions, call Kyle Wilson or Sean Tugel or Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717 and see the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
Well, Doc, you want to talk about something this morning besides that filly you're running tomorrow? Hey, Jackie, the Brian's filly's in the...
I'd love to go.
Okay.
Come on.
She can read your mind.
Well, such it doesn't take much. It's usually kind of blank. Go ahead.
Now, I thought we'd talk about vesicular stomatitis. It's something that doesn't affect us here in Kentucky, but you'll see it in the...
Yeah, I haven't caught it yet. Go ahead.
You don't want to get it. So, well, humans can't get it. It's pretty rare. Because you'll see about it for horses being imported sometimes. Just say if they're coming from out west, they have to be from a vesicular stomatitis-free farm or no signs of vesicular stomatitis. But what it is vesicular means blisters, and stomatitis means inflammation of the mouth. And you see it mostly out west, kind of that Four Corners area where the square states come together that I can't remember the names of.
Yeah, they're looking for a blade of grass, probably. Go ahead.
So, and they get these blisters in their mouth and their coronary bands, and mares will get them on their teats and things like that. So once those blisters rupture, they kind of get an open sore there, and they also get them in the mouth. And so that when the horses get those, they usually just have fevers, kind of go off feed, feel poorly, and they'll drool a lot. So, but it takes about 3 weeks for to run its course, and it's just mainly just drops in productions what causes that. But there's the other thing about those vesicular diseases is like foot and mouth disease is a vesicular disease. It doesn't affect horses, but that's one of the worries is, you know, well, why the government really watches that really closely. Yeah. Just stay on it. So that's something, and spread by insects and direct contact or transfer, those blisters rupture, they have a lot of virus in them. Yeah. So
how you treat it?
Well, you just let it run its course. So it's just symptomatic, you know,
Can't give him anything?
No, because it's a virus, so we don't really have any good antivirals. Yeah.
Painful for them?
It is, especially in their mouth.
Give them bute or something like that?
You can give bute or Banamine just for pain and soft feeds. And, you know, it's going to run its course, and then everything's going to heal up.
How long does it take to run its course?
Usually within about 3 weeks, they're going to go ahead and clear it. And usually if there's a quarantine on a place, after the last horse heals up, that quarantine will start for 3 weeks, and then they're cleared. But so it's a worry just because it's contagious, and you know, it's mostly confined to that part of the United States. And that's why, like with Kentucky, when there's outbreaks, you may see from the state vet, they'll say, that there needs to be a no cases on a farm for 3 weeks if you had a horse coming from, say, New Mexico or Colorado where you do see the disease.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's why it's important.
I've never run across it. Pretty rare, I would assume.
In our area, we don't see it, but out west, it's a big problem.
You got a question, Jackie? If you've got a question, come over here and use a microphone. The refrigerator doesn't
hear you. What if it's a mare with a foal? Do you have to wean?
Well, they're going to be pretty sore, so you may have to.
Right.
Yeah, the mare's going to have a sore udder.
So would the foal get it, you reckon?
Probably would, you know.
Ooh, that's nasty.
So that's why it's more of a nuisance disease, but it causes severe signs a lot of times. Yeah. But that's why you see those restrictions.
When's the last time you saw it here?
Oh, I've never seen it here, so it's all out west is where it occurs.
Shipping in, you got to pay attention.
We do. Or like you'll see the state vets and us put out bulletins if you're going to bring a horse from New Mexico, Colorado, out in that area where it occurs, that there's be restrictions on it. You have to get a special statement on the health paper, things like that. So that's why it's important.
Yeah. Interesting.
And you see it in the summer.
I hear, what's her name, Lady Eli's doing okay.
Yeah, I'd read that as well. She was getting better, even was walking some. So that's great news because it sounded like she had a pretty severe case of laminitis. So for a horse to, I mean, she's made remarkable progress, I think, for what it sounds like she's doing. And she's comfortable, what the story I read yesterday was.
That's great.
It is, because it's still a problem that still trying to figure out what works best.
I wonder if she'll make it back to the races.
Yeah,
I know they were saying they wanted to, but I think
I'd want to too.
Where she's at now. So I think where she is now is huge progress. So we'll just have to wait and see. But one of the new things in laminitis is it's shown that put sanding them in ice up to their knees, but you have to do that before the horse starts showing signs.
Yeah,
but if you do that before, that's been pretty effective.
Yeah,
to prevent
somebody
it.
I know. I don't know if it was Dr. McGee or somebody. Put plastic, heavy duty plastic up around a foot, all in the stall, and built it up so it was waterproof, and put water and ice in it, stood a horse in that. Of course, they used Standiment Creeks, but that's not quite cold enough.
Mm-hmm. Remember that pony we had over at Homewood Farm, Jackie? That little pony that foundered.
Yeah.
And we had a spring. The cold water coming out of there. And we tied her up and stood her in that.
Well, actually, everybody was right.
Tied her in that spring.
They're actually right.
And then she, stood down there for about 3 days.
I know, all by herself.
Yeah. But,
we did that.
Yeah, and it worked.
It did. That's because what that cold does is that the enzymes in her body and the enzymes in the horse's body that break down the connections in the hoof don't work well in cold.
Yeah.
So actually, you're helping to turn off the enzymes that make the hoof separate, and that's one of the ways it works.
I don't know who that pony belonged to. It wasn't ours.
Wasn't it? I don't remember. Right. But that founder stance. That's what we saw. Oh, it was. It was that gray pony that I had.
Well, this was a little bitty pony. You didn't ride that thing.
No, I can't remember. Anyway, it was standing out there in that founder. Look, I'm foundering in the grass, and we just grabbed him up real quick.
Her.
Okay.
So she doesn't remember.
So everybody was doing the right thing.
It's always me.
She forgot to take.
Of course it is.
She forgot to take her Predator again this morning.
How do you stand it? No wonder she's going back to practicing law. Anything to get out of the house.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah. Oh, well.
Well,
go ahead, Jackie.
Now, go ahead and do one of those. I want to ask Michael about the parties at Saratoga.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Did you go to any parties at Saratoga?
Are you kidding? Oh, please.
I was forced to go to a couple.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. All right.
See you tomorrow.
Well, when you see a yearling by Albertus Maximus, De Hare, or Interdab at the sales, keep in mind that all three have proven their ability to sire stakes winners. De Hare and Interdab have both sired graded stakes winners. Didn't take long for Albertus Maximus to sire a stakes winner. His first foal's a 2-year-old, and his first to face the starter won a maiden special first time out, then came right back in her second start and won a stakes race. Then, at Lawl yesterday, another first-time starter, the filly Azuma Mura, bred in Kentucky, broke her maiden in her first start by 2 3/4 lengths going away, by incidentally. It was a very impressive race. So Albertus Maximus is 2-for-2. He's batting 1,000 when it comes to 2-year-old winners. Of course, Albertus Maximus, De Hare, and Inadab were all high-class stakes winners themselves. Albertus Maximus is a multiple Grade 1 winner. He won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, among other races. De Hare won Grade 1 stakes. Inadab was a brilliant sprinter, multiple graded stakes winner. Both of them earned over $500,000 each. So if you want a runner in your racing stable, call Stallion Manager Ken Barnes at Shadwell Farm, 859-224-4585. Ask him about breeding incentives and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Quillen Leather and Tack, nation's largest custom halter shop. They've shipped over 20,000 halters a year out worldwide now. And I've got to tell you that that one of those old geldings of mine, I looked at him yesterday, drove by, and he's broken another halter. So, Ralph, here we come. Of course, he's probably put that one together 10 times now. I don't know what that horse does, but he didn't undress himself.
No, it's not him. It's the little guy he's turned out with. Just grabs him and jerks him around, and there you go.
Yeah, and he's a rescue, for crying out loud. Yeah,
not grateful at all.
No, he's not. You know, the pain in the butt's what he is. We just had him now for about 10 years. But he deserved a little after. You know, it was a nice little racehorse. He wasn't great, but he was an allowance winner. You know, at Belmont and Hialeah. And
nice.
Won $165,000, so forth. He's by Gopher Gin.
And, nice horse. Nick Zito's Derby winner.
Yeah. Well, anyway, be it here or there, we're going to have to get that another halter fixed over at Quillen Leather and Tack. They do a great job. Very inexpensive. And
we're going to have a whole new halter by the time we're done.
It probably is already.
Piece at a time.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you where Quillen Leather and Tack, if I can spit it out, it's right there in Paris. You're going in and go to the third stoplight and look to your left, and you'll find it there. And go in and say hello, Ralph, to the ladies who work there. Nice people. Fun place to go in. Great place to shop. Got about everything you need. If you don't have it, they'll get it for you. And I know Michael over here, another one of Michael's donors is.
Thank you, Ralph.
Yeah. Ran into Ralph yesterday at the post office. And talked a little bit about his rooster.
That's about a 30-1 shot at the post office.
Small town.
Brewery's 1-9 for Ralph, and the Quillen and the tack shop's 3-1. The post office got to be way up there, 8-1 or 10-1 or something.
Have you heard about the Thursday night trivia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Starts at 7:30 at Rooster Brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know Shaq Parrish goes over there.
Avene and Pork.
Yeah.
Campion go over there. So it'll be fun.
Yeah. So anyway, but it's Rooster Brewery is downtown. Who is that?
Some kid is outside here, some preteener.
Yeah.
He's bloated up
smashing
here
his
look
face
that
on mashing it.
Crocker stand is full out there.
It's harder to get a ticket to
Dave's
boy.
Has she got enough help out there?
Yes, she's got all kind of help.
Okay.
David's here. His son. That's David's son who's smashing his face on the glass. That's a funny thing to do.
David who? I don't see. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Where was we? Anyway, Quillen Leather and Tack and Rooster Brewery, they're both right on Main Street in Paris. So both of them fun places to go, incidentally. Well, last Saturday, Del Mar, the Grade 2 Best Pal Stakes was won by Nyquist, a 2-year-old colt by Uncle Mo, and a Gulfstream. The Jackson Bend Stakes went to Catalina Red, a 3-year-old colt by Munnings. Then on Wednesday, the Grade 2 Sorrento Stakes at Del Mar was won by Pretty and Cool, 2-year-old filly by Scat Daddy. Nyquist is the second graded stakes winner from the first crop by Uncle Mo, having been preceded by Uncle Vinny, winner of the Grade 2 Sanford at Saratoga. Uncle Mo is the nation's number one freshman sire. Munnings is a sire of 9 2015 stakes winners, and he ranks second only to Looking at Lucky, his stablemate at Ashford Stud, among all second crop sires. Scat Daddy is the leading sire of 2-year-olds. In fact, the 1-2 leaders on the juvenile sire list are Scat Daddy and Uncle Moe, and they stand at Ashford Stud. For more on the stallions at Ashford Stud, traditionally the home of leading sires, call the farm, 859-873-7088, and see the website at coolmore.com.
Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
So, Michael, Doug Bauer was right about Uncle Mole.
Yeah, he sure was, huh?
Yeah, it looks like he's, well, he's a number one freshman sire now. And I remember Doc saying that he thought that horse to run as well as he did as a three-year-old with the problem he had was a super horse.
Yeah.
And so
I know they're taking good care of him over there.
So Doc's up there saying, looking down, saying, "I told you so."
Yeah, he is
up
doing
there
that.
With Johnny Nehrud.
I hear that every day. I hear Dr. Bryson. Well, I'm not sure that's exactly what you want to do. You might want to try this.
Yeah. Funny. Well, tell us about the parties. I want to.
Well,
I didn't get
we
to
had
go to Saratoga.
Really, we had well. There was a couple of things. First of all, I got to go to the Hall of Fame inductions, which this year were just great.
Yeah.
It had, Lava Man got in, and the Kenleys and Jason Wood came and all that. But the King Leatherberry got in, and he was hilarious telling stories about, his racetrack and making bets. And
yeah.
He's trying to figure out if there was ever a time he was at the track and didn't make a bet on a race. He couldn't quite figure that
funny,
out.
Funny.
He was really, really funny. My favorite part was this old guy who owned part of Extra Heat.
Yeah.
And he came out, and he had an old crummy little baseball cap on. It was made out of nylon and a T-shirt. And
yeah.
He looked like, he couldn't wait to get back to bet the fourth at Finger Lakes.
Yeah.
And he got up there, and he gets a piece of paper, and all of a sudden it slips, and it goes all the way down to the floor and all the way down. He's rolling and rolling and rolling like a wayward toilet paper. Just kept going and going. And he goes, "Oh." Said, "I told you, I've never been able to give a speech. It's always been my partner giving the speech. This is my one chance to give a speech, so I'm going to give one." And everybody goes, "Oh, no." And then he takes it and he rips the thing off. And he goes, and there's only one little page. And he goes, "And now I'm going to utter the best opening you've ever heard on a speech in your life." And he goes, "And in conclusion."
Oh, cute.
Yeah. That's it was fun. Really, really good. And then Chris Antley's family was there, and they were really – That was a very touching moment with his widow and his mother were there, and that was really, really nice. But yeah. That was a great ceremony. Then we had two wonderful fundraisers. One was at Ciro's, which is right near the track, and that was really nice. We gave a special tribute to Jack Knowlton, who owned Funnyside, who's been a tremendous advocate for aftercare up in New York.
Yeah.
Bob Baffert donated an American Pharoah halt.
Oh, wonderful.
That went for $7,500.
Great.
Wow.
Great.
Silver Charm Halter went for $3,000.
Oh, so funny.
That was good.
That's good. Big Silver Charm.
Big Silver Charm.
Yeah,
little
okay.
Silver Charms went for a grand.
Oh.
I'll have you know.
That pony. Didn't you get him, save him off a dead truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got him and two ducks and a goat for $40.
Oh, my goodness. That's
the goats.
Funny.
The goat got
ate
out of the
ate the ducks.
No, the ducks got on the pond at Rockingham. I don't know.
And oh,
then,
funny.
And then we brought him down here with us.
Oh, that's fun.
He's been popular ever since. In fact, yesterday we were visited by Steve and Carolyn Coburn of California Chrome fame.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Carolyn loves Little Silver Charm, so that's she had so to get cute. A picture taken.
Oh, that's so cute.
And they, one of their friends, Ashley, had a fundraiser. She really appreciated all the things that Roll, the groom, for California Chrome did for the horse, and so she had a fundraiser for him, and he wouldn't take a dime. He said, "Give it all to a friend."
Oh, nice.
And so we had a check presentation back.
Woo!
So it's over $1,000.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And Little Silver Charm was invited to participate in the check presentation ceremony.
In fact, oh, that's
the Coburns
cute.
Are coming back to the farm tomorrow. Again.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Good. Wonderful.
Yeah, and so that's been great. And then there was another party we had at Ann's Washington Inn, where they let me stay for free.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous
Suckers.
Place. It's a fabulous place. And they're really, really, Joey Boken and his whole family, they do a great job in the inn, and it's a great thing. So we had he lets us have the party at the inn for free.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia's, which is a wonderful Italian restaurant there, provided all the food for free. And Kendall Jackson, Barbara Banky and Stone Street's wine.
Okay.
They provided all the wine for free.
Wow. Isn't that nice?
Our overhead for the party is pretty low.
Did you bring home the half-empty bottles in the trunk of the car?
There were no half-empty bottles. What kind of a party do you think we have?
Well, that's great. You all had a wonderful time, I can tell.
Yeah, it was really, really great. You know, the reaction to Old Friends Up There Now is so nice. I mean, people were coming over to me. One guy came over to me and he goes, you know what? He says, when Ogaijin was a yearling, I broke him.
Oh, fun.
You know, and so you pick up all these stories you wouldn't normally pick up from people that are working. So in the mornings, I used to just get up really early and just walk around the backside with some magazines and some other things and talk to people, and they would tell me these great stories about all the horses.
Super.
Really, really nice.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah, so it was great. I'm going back.
When?
I'm going back, I don't know. I think if American Pharoah goes into Travers, I might have to sneak in.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
But,
that'd be good.
On September the 1st, they're having a summit in New York for Aftercare Summit.
Yeah.
At Thasig Tipton.
Yeah.
You almost have to be there, don't you?
Yeah, so we're going to participate in that, and we're very grateful to be. But they're talking about donating some serious money to Aftercare, so.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That's super duper.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have a waiting list, and, you know, the money doesn't stay in the bank too long, as the bank will let you know.
Right.
Because we have to get more of these horses. Now, Tim and everybody have been doing a tremendous job with the expansion over to the property next door. We've got a couple of new running sheds over there. The water is about ready to go in. You've got to go over and see Hugh and get some more water.
That's great.
And
Barn and Waters. Mm-hmm. They're the best.
Yeah, they are. They're terrific. And you set them and then go look at them every day. And
what was that ad?
I don't know.
I forget. But anyway, that's what you do with his, that's
great.
Going very well. All right, I'm going to go.
Well, let me interrupt you there.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Let me see where I am.
I know you're disappointed, but I am going.
Oh, wringing my hand. Well, thank you, Michael,
well,
for coming in. Tell Diane hello, and
We'll see you next Saturday.
All right,
great. Can't wait.
All right, thanks.
Come see us.
All right, Michael. Well, Yearlings by Malibu Moon sold for an average of $517,000 at the Saratoga sales earlier this week. He was beside the top price filly in the sale, $800,000, with others going for $575,000, $500,000, $400,000. Fact is, the low was $310,000. The demand for the progeny of Malibu Moon is strong and growing. He's been the leading son of the great sire, Sire's AP Indy for 7 consecutive years. There are also 3 yearlings offered by Into Mischief, and they went for $250,000, $230,000, and $120,000. And the 2 by Tisway offered sold for $325,000 and $130,000. Malibu Moon, Into Mischief, and Tisway stand at Spendthrift Farm. The Saratoga sale of New York breds begins Tuesday. And you find yearlings by the Spendthrift Stallions Arch, Arch, Arch. Had another 2-year-old winner yesterday, incidentally. Dominus, Into Mischief, Patio Prado, Tisway, and Wilburn. To learn more about the stallions at Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm, contact Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker. The number over there is 859, of course, 294-0030. Take a look at the website, spendthriftfarm.com. Well, Dr. Steve Alday is one of the top veterinarians in the country. He's got a lovely farm down in Shelbyville, and he has developed 2 products that are very, very effective, the Lubricin and Reborn. And I happen to believe in both of them, and I know a lot of great trainers use them both, and both those products endorsed by many owners and trainers and veterinarians, and they're all natural. They're test-free. You don't have to worry about something coming up in a spit box with it. Lubricin, to put it simply, sustains the integrity of joint fluid. And it helps reduce the costs of, acid injections and those kind of things. Trainers that use it, whenever you see something going to the post by saddle by Todd Pletcher, well, you bet your bottom dollar that horse uses a Lubricin. So do those who are trained by Tony Dutrow and Jerry Hollendorfer and Mike Maker, and the list just goes on and on. They also make it for humans, and I use it, and I'm afraid to stop because, here I am, old as I am, and I'm going pretty good. And they give it to horses also, and Charlie Lepresti used it for Wise Dan, who's making his comeback. Of course, Wise Dan, a horse of the year, he ran on Reborn, which is a sterile whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum, and it's safe and it's easy to use. They use it as a dietary supplement for horses, starting with foals, and what it does is strengthens the immune system. And its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies supports immune functions in horses of all ages. and provides a quick recovery from physical challenges. And that's Reborn. Here's how you learn out more about them. It's Lubricin, LubriSyn.com, Reborn, REBRNE.com. And you can pick up both of them at Old Friends, at KBC in Lexington, and at Horse Sense down in Versailles. That's Lubricin and Reborn. Well, outside Nashville, a hard-hitting son of Broken Vow posted his fourth stakes win in California last Sunday in the Joseph T. Grace Handicap. Bred in Kentucky by Sienna Farms and sold for $115,000 at the OBS March sale and trained by Jerry Hollendoffer. Outside Nashville went into his latest stakes victory off a placing in the Grade 3 All-American Stakes in the Oak Tree Handicap, and he's earned over $269,000. So you can bet he was running on Lubricin, too. And he's just another tough, versatile runner by Broken Vow, sire of 65 stakes winners and more than 120 stakes horses. Broken Vow sires an outstanding 16% stakes horses from starters and 12% of his foals. Now, that's 12% of his foals, not starters, earned black type. Broken Vow stands at Pinocchio, the home also of Alternation, the multiple greatest stakes winner millionaire, whose first foal, Superb Individual, arrived this year. And Cowboy Cal, also a multiple greatest stakes winner, millionaire, and the nation's third-ranked third-crop sire. Alternation is by champion sire Distorted Humor. Cowboy Cal by champion sire Giants Causeway. For more information, call Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420 and see the website at pinoakstud.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula.
All right, we've got a couple of minutes here before the top of the hour. Let me give you the recent winners since last week's show that were trained right here at the Thoroughbred Center and the trainers of those horses. Let's see. Let's start with Personal Lives. It was trained by John O'Mara, who owns a farm over here on the Russell Cave Road, and Personal Lives won down at Belterra. John Gaber from the famed Gaber family. His father, his grandfather, were both in the Hall of Fame. Both of them trained for Green Tree. I mean, he trained a winner and down at Ellis Park. Wayne Mackey, who has given early training to at least three Kentucky Oaks winners that I know of, and he trained a horse named Battle to win down at Ellis Park. Jimmy Cargan, Fabulous Miss B., one for him down at Ellis Park. Jimmy is one of my Irish friends. In fact, he's one of the reasons I had to stop clocking over here. I got so where I always had trouble understanding the Hispanics. I had a little language barrier there. I don't speak much Spanish. I speak fluent hard boot. Anyway, and Jimmy's got a brogue, and he's got so he's understand. I could hardly understand Jimmy, so I told him, "Hell, Jimmy, it's your fault. I'm quitting." Let's see. Juan Rubalcaba saddled another one, this one at Mountaineer. Maria Pinzon, she gets a lot of winners, and she saddled a winner down in Mountaineer. Brian Michael had a winner at Indiana Downs, and that same day, no, it was the next day, at Belterra, Eduardo Caramori won another. Eduardo, of course, he trains here at the Thoroughbred Center, goes to Florida also, divides his stable up and leaves here with his sons. He's got two sons who are very good horsemen, and he's from Brazil. And anyway, that and a veterinarian as far as that goes. All right. Well, it's the August 8 of Gulfstream Golden Rifle, another run by Go Zapper, won the East Mile. Eight Mile East Stakes. That's an unusual name. Won the 8 Miles East Stakes and became the 10th 2015 stakes winner for his Home of Fame sire, Go Zapper. A top 10 sire on the North American sire list, Go Zapper is having another outstanding year at stud. Listed among his 10 2015 stakes winners is Grade 1 winner Molly Morgan, winner of the Grade 1 La Terrain at Churchill, and of over 888,000 now. Marino, a Grade 2 winner in 2015, he's earned over $2,992,000. Of course, he won last year's Grade 1 Whitney. And Shaman Ghost, winner this year of Canada's most coveted race, the $1 million Queen's Plate. Ghost Zapper has sired a fantastic 14% stakes winners from starters and 20% black type horses from starters. And that means one in every five wins or places in stakes. Winner of the fastest Breeders' Cup Classic in history and a son of Breeders' Cup Classic winner Awesome Again, Go Sapper stands at Edina Springs, Kentucky. So watch for his yearling at the sales. And for more on the stallions at Edina Springs, call Carmack Bruthnock or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798 and see the website at adinastallions.com.
Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Well, August 8 at Prairie Meadows, net gain of 3-0 Colby include. Shipped in from New York to win the Iowa Breeders' Derby for Windstar Farm and trainer Bill Mott. Bred by Lane Thoroughbreds and sold at the OBS April sale for $325,000. Ned Gain broke his maiden as a two-year-old at Aqueduct and followed that with a placing in Laurel's Private Term Stakes. He's just the latest in a long list of stakes winners by include. The most recent, the undefeated two-year-old Riker, winner of the $125,000 colt in stakes at Woodbine, and include Betty, winner of the 2015 renewal of the classic Grade 1 Mother Goose Stakes at Belmont Park. Include has sired seven Grade 1 winners and a remarkable 20 runners that have won or placed in Grade 1 stakes. So if you want to compete at the top of the game, take a close look at the Include yearlings at the upcoming sale. Stands at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center and Ursel Ellis.
All righty. Jackie, you want to start in with a...
I saw your guest.
I think my guest just arrived up there. You want to start in doing an announcement or two while we wait
for... Sure. My friend, Art Scheffel.
Incidentally, we must have had an accident here. I heard the siren go off, and then the EMS took off at a dead run. So.
Yeah, and now I'm looking toward Lexington, and there's smoke coming up like a, car wreck could be on Paris Pike or something.
I don't think our EMS would have gone to that, but yeah.
No, but yeah. That's something else going off in another direction.
Here comes our guest right now. So.
Okay. Do you want me to do an announcement or two?
Well, you can hang on. She's going to come in, and you knew her very well. You met her while she was at Pony Club.
Yeah, I knew her from Pony Club. I think everybody that rides around here knew
come
her.
Come on in, Joe.
Hey. Hi, how are you? Good. We're good. Have a seat.
I don't know if you remember my wife, Jackie. I think.
I do remember Jackie.
Was it Pony Club? Pony Club, of course.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm doing real good, Joe.
Good.
Appreciate you coming in.
You're welcome. Happy to come.
You're pretty good for, you're just a minute late.
I passed the gate.
Oh, you ran by the gate?
Oh, funny.
I don't come out this way too often.
Oh, well, you have to come out more.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm here, and I'm happy to come. And
Kathy Calvert says hello.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
I called her and told her you were coming
on.
Did
you?
Yes. Do you remember the cow,
the steer? Jerry Steer. We got it. Jerry and Kara and Kathy Calvert are dear friends of ours.
They're wonderful people.
Yeah. And
they lived on your farm when they first got married.
They did, and Kathy showed lots with me when she was younger.
Yeah.
She had a lovely hunter that we drug around to horse shows.
Yeah, and she now they lived on that farm, and you had a steer. That would come up to the fence where they lived.
And they had Rottweilers.
Yes. Rotties.
Yes.
Rotties, as Kathy called them. And as I understand the story, Jerry, of course, is the biggest softie that ever walked the face of the earth.
I believe he is.
Yeah. And he went back and started feeding this steer. Am I right? And
sort of
you had... Yeah, sort of a pet, and you called and said, would you like to split a side of beef or whatever it was? And they said, sure, where would you get it? And you said something about that steer that you've been feeding and the back. And, of course, Jerry wasn't going to have anything to do with that.
No.
So, as I understand it, Jerry boarded that thing at your place until it died.
I think he did.
Died of old age.
Yeah. Died of old age.
We'd move him around, put him in the lanes, let him eat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I learned at a young age, though, about eating who I did 4-H and I would raise calves. We'd name them and take
you
them
can't
around.
Do that. Yeah.
And later, Dad would say, this is awful good beef, to his wife. And then he'd say, I think this is Abe or something. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I just about faint because we were eating our pet.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Ursula's got a story. He grew up on Dixiana, and they gave him a calf. Miss Mary or Mr. Fisher gave him a calf
to
raise.
Yeah, a Hereford calf, yeah.
Yeah, and he raised it, and oh, it was a baby, and took it to the fair, right?
The state fair. I was going to Lafayette at the time, and we went down there, and I didn't realize, you know, I mean, he was a goner, you know.
Yeah, and, right.
And after they'd sold and everything, well, you know, they were still going back, you know, chasing him back. And this kid came by. I was sophomore in high school or something like that. When he went by, he reached up and smacked him on my steer, you know, and I decked that kid.
Why we don't raise cattle.
I know, right.
Yeah, it's just...
I can't deer hunt or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Joe owns Summerhill Farm.
That's right.
Out on the old Frankfort Pike. Been out there for a number of years. I remember when... Don Hart is still one of your neighbors?
He was my neighbor when I was young. Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the farm's been in the family for my little grandson's the seventh generation to live there.
Is that wonderful?
Yes.
How many years going back now, Joe?
That I've been running it?
Well,
you know, how long's it
been? Family.
Oh, in the family. Well, the big house was built in 1868.
Uh-huh.
And before that, there was nothing on it, I guess.
Just land.
Yeah.
My ancestors owned land all around and kept Summerhill, thought it was the nicest of the farms that they had.
It's a beautiful spot.
Yes, it is lovely.
Now, they farmed it.
They farmed it. My dad raised tobacco and crops.
Yeah.
And then about in the late 60s, I started boarding horses.
Yeah.
Started with Hunters, did Pony Club.
Yeah, I remember from Pony Club.
Susan Holmes started working for me before she could drive.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we had all these kids that rode there. I mean, a list of, you know, who's who in the horse world used to ride with me.
Yeah, for instance.
Ellen Chapman, Lisa Turney, Benny Bell Williams, Gloria Gaines, Betsy Tenney, Dorothy Trapp, Victoria Schroeder, Allison Wickman, whose mother did the Eclipse Awards until she passed away a couple years ago. And a lot of them would ride out there, and I would sort of be the caretaker. The mothers didn't want to get up at 5 to bring them out to braid, so they'd stay with me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we'd go to horse shows, and that's how it got started. And then from that, I started breaking yearlings at Hamburg Place when Henry Waits was there. Cindy Goff and I did it.
Yeah. Henry and I went to high school together.
He's a wonderful gentleman.
Yeah.
And at the time, Cindy Goff had a son who had just had a child. And Henry used to say, I'm the only farm in Fayette County that uses grandmothers to break their yearlings.
That's great.
But we did a good job, and we had a lot of really nice horses of Preston's and some for the Japanese that we broke. And then I started showing a mare of the Maddens called Aunt Patsy.
Now, explain who Aunt Patsy was. Aunt Patsy was.
Well, she was by T.V. Lark, the wonderful stallion that Preston had, and out of a nurse mare that belonged to Mrs. Morris.
A test mare.
And she was spotted, but she was a lovely mare. She had a mind of her own, a little bit like a pony.
Yeah.
But she won lots of stuff around. And then from showing Hunters, you know, you have to leave the farm a lot. And it turned out that I had met this lovely lady from Washington State, Ty Schumann, who owns Grousemont Farm in Washington State. Mrs. Schumann was honored Hall of Fame Washington State Owner Breeder in 2012, I believe. She's got some lovely mares. She bred in Washington and raced and kept her nice fillies. And as the time went by, she realized she had to send them to Kentucky if she wanted to get the nicer stallions.
Yeah.
And she had been a hunter rider, so we hooked up. Do you remember Ralph Vacca at the Thoroughbred Record?
Absolutely.
That's how I met Mrs. Schumann. He brought people here to the sales.
Yeah.
And I met Mrs. Schumann that way, and she started keeping mares with me, and now she has a dozen mares most of the time, and she's just a lovely... One of the things that she did, she bred 30 slews who won the Breeders' Cup, and that was Bob Baffert's first yearling thoroughbred purchase and first Breeders' Cup winner.
That's a small world.
And you raised it there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's great.
But she's...
What was it by? Do you remember?
He was by Sloopy.
Oh, Sloopy.
At Johnabel.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't pay a whole lot. I think maybe $40,000 or something.
No, he was a slew saddle, Seattle slew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Didn't ever do a whole lot, but you know he had some.
Got that one.
But he had that.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Schumann, oh my, she had this blind mare that she bought from. She wasn't blind at the time. We bought her from Nina Hahn, named A Stark Is Born, and she was blind, and so we had to get a burro to live with her. Wore a bell.
Yeah.
And this mare produced her. One of her best was Nasty Storm.
Uh huh.
That Riley McDonald and Dallas Stewart. Purchased as a yearling. It was a Woodman filly, and they raced her, and she went on to be sold for a lot of money. Adina Springs bought her as a broodmare.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, but right now, Mrs. Schumann has a nice horse that Michael Matz has as a gelding. Now he's by Curl, and his name is Slip By.
Yeah.
And he's up east and won a nice race at Saratoga a couple weeks ago, and hope to run back soon. And she's got a Candy Ride filly in training with Michael Matz.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so good stuff. That's in good hands.
What else you got on the farm for right now? About what stallions?
Well, she's got a nice Tappet filly that's going to be in the November sale.
Oh, I bet you.
There's money in the bank.
I sold two nice Tappet weanlings last year, and she was really pleased with how they sold.
Yeah. So, sold here at Keeneland?
Yes, actually, Riley McDonald, Eaton Sales, is always her agent.
Okay.
Because
you knew Lee real well.
She started out with Lee Eaton.
Yeah.
And then, actually, Tim McMurray's bought a couple of nice mares from Mrs. Schumann.
Uh-huh.
But Riley pretty much does her matings and things now. She doesn't come so much to Kentucky now. She's, you know, like all of us, she's had a few birthdays.
Yeah, you got that right.
I beg your pardon. More than a few, I'm afraid of speaking for myself.
But she's just a delightful lady, and she's been so good for the business. Yeah. And really was good for Washington State.
Yeah, well, it's
does she ever keep and run, or does she sell
them? She keeps and runs a few.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she's got that filly that Michael Matz has right now. It's called Meeting Francis. Mm-hmm. That name was because Mrs. Schumann and her husband had a private sitting with Pope Francis.
Oh, wow.
And so.
Gee whiz.
I didn't know
Pope Francis was in the horse business.
No. They flew to him.
He probably sold him one.
Yeah, there you go. While you're here.
But she's just such a nice lady to be with, and she's been so good to my daughter and myself.
That's wonderful.
And while I'm talking, I have to say hello to my little grandson, Robbie. He's a real horse lover. He's 4 and a half.
Oh, wonderful.
He's got a pony.
Oh, I bet he does.
Named Comanche.
Oh, that's it. That's
Did
wonderful.
He name it?
No, it came with a name.
Oh, it came with a name?
Yeah, that's great.
For a four-year-old, you should have thought of something a little easier.
But he's a John Wayne lover.
Oh, okay.
He had a birthday party, and it was all about John Wayne.
How fun. Wasn't that great?
That's super. He's going to be a cowboy for Halloween.
Is he?
There you go. Yeah. That's super.
Yeah.
You got him riding, of course.
Yes. You got him riding flat saddle, or you got something with him?
Well, actually, he's riding Western.
Right now. I was going to say, look over there.
Like John Wayne.
Our resident quarter horse guy's over here making big noises. Got to be John Wayne.
I love
first.
Quarter horses. I had a wonderful quarter horse in the 70s that I won. An amateur world champion.
Really?
Hunter Hack, and I had to drag him around and compete. And one of my competitors that I ended up beating was Lynn Anderson, the country western singer.
No kidding.
And of course, she had, you know, all the money in the world, but she didn't win that. But that was really fun.
Sometimes money doesn't win, son of a gun.
That's right.
Well, let me interrupt you for a second here.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, last Sunday at the Cora, the Group 1 Keeneland Phoenix Stakes was won by Arab Force Blue, a two-year-old colt by Warfront, bred by Stone Farm. Sold as a yearling for $490,000 and owned by Susan McNair, Michael Tabor, and Derek Smith, trained by Aidan O'Brien. Air Force Blue is the 11th grade one winner by Warfront, and his progeny is in demand the world over. On Saturday, Flatter was represented by two more stakes winners. Cabana, coming off a win in the $100,000 stakes at Indiana Grand, won the Mike Spellman Memorial at Arlington, and Needmore Flattery won the Vivacious Stakes to boost her earnings to over $487,000. But perhaps the most impressive winner of the day for Flatter was at Saratoga,
where the two-year-old economic impact, a first-time starter, set the crowd buzzing with an impressive win and an $84,000 maiden special. Prater ranked 16th on the North American sire list among all active sires. Both Warfront and Flatter stand at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams to see the website at ClaibornFarm.com. LexHorseFarms.com. That's Hill and Reagan Parker. Did Hill ever ride with you, Hill Parker? Did he ride with you? Yeah. I'm not surprised. He was a A-level pony clubber.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, let me get back. Well,
he's not insane. We can say that. Although he steeplechased, he is of normal mind, sound mind.
He did steeplechase, but he's a pretty normal guy.
Normal guy.
I thought you got to be a little bit on the wild side to do
crazy.
That.
You think so, don't
yeah.
you?
I've known him. Hill's a good trainer, too.
Yes.
Yeah, and of course, he's in the real estate business. Yes. He's one of my sponsors, he and Reagan.
Oh, yes, they do a nice job.
Yeah, they do a nice job. Yeah, but of course, your place is never going to be for sale.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Struck out there, Hill.
Right. Sorry. He used to come there and keep a horse every once in a while.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, he and Reagan have been in the real estate business for over 12 years now. And he's a hands-on horseman, and he understands if you're looking for a farm, just what you need. And he'll about tell you what, they've got an outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices right now, and they'll help you find just the perfect farm for you. They work hard until they do. I know, and if you want to list your farm, you couldn't do it with nicer people. They're people that you can trust. Hill and Reagan Parker. Let me give you the website. It's LexHorseFarms.com, and their phone number is 859-608-8039. Real horse people, and absolutely nice people, as I say. And Jack and I, if we ever have to sell our little farm, well, that's the first person I would call would be Hill or Reagan Parker. So anyway, that website again, it's LexHorseFarms.com. Well, Spitestown having another great year at stud, 2015. We see another because he's ranked among the top 10 leading sires for six straight years. He sired his 13th grade 1 winner the other day when Rockfall won Saratoga's Alfred G. Vanderbilt Stakes. And Receptor, winner last Saturday, the $100,000 Facey Tipton De La Rose Stakes, was his 10th 2015 stakes winner. He's also developing into a sire. Just look at the success of Munnings. Country Day, winner of over $500,000 himself, won a place in 8 states, including the Grade 2, now Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. He's by Spitestown, and he demonstrated his sire's Eclipse Award winning speed. Not only is by a great sire, Country Day is out of hidden assets, a graded stakes winner herself of right at $300,000, and the dam of 3 stakes winners, and the first fools for Country Day are yearlings. Look him over carefully at the upcoming sales. We think you're going to like what you see. He stands over at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm, where they've raised over 250 stakes horses. Just call Pope or Pope Jr. at 859-873-3770. See the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursel Ellis.
All right, well, I'm talking to Joe Brown, who owns Summerhill Farm. It's out on the old Frankfort Pike, and some of you guys might remember, I'm pretty sure, right next door, is where Facey Tipton had their first sale here, yearling sale.
Yes.
And that was on, I don't know if Don Hardesty owned that place at that time or not. But
you know, I don't remember if he still owned it or not. Uh-huh. I'm thinking he might have moved on.
Yeah, he was from Arizona.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and he had some studs over there. I knew Don quite well, but mm-hmm. he left a long time ago.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And but that was a sale where Bo Forbes sold.
Is it really? I'd forgotten that.
And Elocutionist. So the Triple Crown winners of that year, was that 1976? I believe it was. Anyway, they were sold in that sale.
Isn't that interesting?
Right next door.
Good way to get started.
It was a good way to get started. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it really was. And of course, with aforementioned Lee Eaton, he bred old Forbes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he won the Preakness and the Belmont. Mm-hmm. And Elocutionist split him up there. He won the Preakness.
He's the one, yes.
Bull Forbes won the Derby in the Belmont.
I mean, what did I say?
Preakness.
Oh, no. He won the Derby in the Belmont. Yeah. And Elocutionist won the Preakness. He went to stud over at Airdrie. Barry Jones had him.
Ah.
Elocutionist did.
And he's hired creme de la creme, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Well, maybe I forgot that.
Oh, well, we ramble. We tend to ramble. Okay.
I tend to, as an elderly person.
He's been making the same mistakes his whole life, and now he's got something to blame it on. Please.
I think you do a great job.
Use whatever tools at hand, you know.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, what do you got going for you this year that you're selling? Or do you have any mares of your own, by the way?
I own a mare with Ellen Chapman, my neighbor, and Mrs. Schumann. We have a mare called Midnight Visit, and we have a yearling in the fall sale. She's by Union Rags.
Okay.
And we may be selling a baby in November that's by Bernardini that's really nice
looking.
Nice. So, yeah. Yes.
Both of them are nice.
Ellen and I had another mare together. Unfortunately, the mare died after she foaled a couple years ago, so we've kept the last. She's a two-year-old now, and we've done a little syndicate. Mrs. Schumann's in it, and Walter Hillenmeyer, he's our advisor.
Oh, Walter.
What a nice guy.
Yes, he's a wonderful fellow. And the mare, the filly's getting ready to ship. She's shipping today, actually. She's been broken down at Blackwood, and she's shipping to Joe Sharp today. He's married to Rosie Napravnik. So we've got high hopes for Mary Memories.
So you're going up, Mary Memories, going to New York?
She's going to right now to Louisville.
Louisville. I didn't know where they were.
Now, Joe trains here.
He's probably in New York, but he trains his local horses at the Spectrum.
In
Louisville. So she's, as we speak, probably on the van.
So we're excited
about that.
Run over and see her.
Yes, for a while. Absolutely.
That works.
Yes. We hope she'll start maybe. I don't know. I don't know if she'll start in the fall or not, but she's two. She's nice filly by Hat Trick. And
Jackie was telling me, talking to Kathy yesterday.
Yeah. Kathy Calvert.
Yes. And she was telling me that TV Lark thing that you used to ride, and you said she was a
spotted. Yes.
That you kind of ruffled some feathers maybe with. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, that was before spots were very popular.
Exactly. I mean, they were kind of, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she was so athletic. She could jump the moon. And, you know, she was such a nice mare. And, you know, lots of times after a while, the judges would pin her.
Right.
Because she was so good. And they'd pin her above some pretty nice horses.
Yeah.
And I went in a confirmation class one time, and I remember Anita saying, I want you to go in that confirmation class.
Anita Madden?
Yes. Yeah. She owned her, and she said, why don't you go in that confirmation class? And I said, well, you know, Anita, she's not going to win over the thoroughbreds. I mean, she was nice looking, but she was spotted.
Yeah.
And so she had a wonderful round, and we got called in first, and 40% of it's confirmation, and they moved her back to third. So there you have it. But, you know, she won lots of stuff around here, and she was...
Must have been fun.
She was really, really fun to ride, and, you know, she just was
she
one
was
of those
famous
horses that came along once in a moon.
Yeah.
And I just... You know, it was so good to do
something
like that.
Well, she was by champion sire.
She was indeed.
Yeah.
Did you ever, ever, ever entertain the idea of dyeing her hair just to prove a point?
I never did, because she had more white on her than anything. It was so hard to keep clean. My gosh, she had more baths than most people. But people got to know her, and they'd say, there's Aunt Patsy.
Yes.
There's Aunt Patsy.
Well, the first time I met you or something, somebody went, that's Aunt Patsy. And I went, oh, my goodness, Aunt Patsy. Aunt Patsy was famous.
She did have a good reputation around.
Yeah. You hunted her?
I hunted her some. She was tough.
And they didn't throw you out of the Iroquois field.
I hunted an Iroquois. Yeah. And, she was, you know, the longer we went, though, the day would go on, she would get a little more thoroughbred in her, and she wanted to go a little faster, a little longer.
Right.
And, you know, she wasn't the most fun horse to hunt, but she would jump anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, her blood would get to boiling like a thoroughbred. So then after hunting season, I'd have to let her down a little bit before I could show again because she was ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, not just that particular thoroughbred. A lot of the... big percentage of the hunters are thoroughbreds.
Yes, they
are. I know Jackie.
They're going back now.
Jackie rode it.
But they're bringing in warm bloods, which, you know, the warm blood really tones them down.
Yeah, but
not,
you know,
athletic.
I think they're swinging back a little because of such a big thing about retirement, OTTBs,
uh-huh,
and
right,
and they're so smart and
yes,
they're so athletic.
They are.
You trust them, I think.
Yes.
More than you do. So many warm bloods have straight shoulders if they have sterile shoulders.
And the bad thing about warm bloods is, you know, I have friends that show them in the jumper classes and they think nothing of just rubbing a rail.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got to really jump clean to be a good jumper. And that's where the thoroughbreds outshine them because they don't like to touch things.
Touch things, and their feet have to go in the right place on the ground or they get mad.
That's
got this mare, you see. It's just like that.
That's right.
Yes. Don't. I'll do it. Don't mess with me. Yes,
right.
Exactly. Right.
Well, the best you had, though, was that Florida bred horse.
Oh, yeah. Mikey. His name was Michael Thomas. And he was thoroughbred OTTB. And we called him Mikey. Mm-hmm. And he was smarter than anything I've ever been around.
Right. He's one of those horses that took care of her.
Yeah.
And we all need those.
Had a sense of humor. He was not a nipper. He would never do anything like that. But when Ursel held him for the blacksmith, he'd wait until that blacksmith was right under him. Ursel look off a little bit and got nipped every time. And that horse would stand there.
He knew I couldn't hit him.
And that horse would look
at him
when
you're
over
the blacksmith.
You never caused trouble to a man with a rasp in his hand.
Yeah, exactly. He was wonderful, but he was a big old thoroughbred. He won some.
Right.
He was a nice, was he a allowance winner, I think? Yeah,
Mikey ran
a lot.
Yeah, he ran 48 times, I think. And, you know, he was just one of those hard-hitting old horses.
Mm-hmm. Big guy.
Went 13, 14 races, something like that.
Right.
But he was just...
He was a dog.
Solid, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and a good-looking horse.
Yeah.
A good-looking horse.
They can be.
Jackie trained a pony for him.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Nori Scheffel had him, and he was teaching. Mikey was doing the lessons for the little kids. I said, that's for me. You know, I'll tell you a funny story. I quit showing when Mikey and I did it just, you know, have something to do. And Mikey and I were in there, and there were 17 little girls in there, all 6, 7, 8-year-olds, and me. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I have a hot flash. So I'm ripping off my nose. I'm just burning up, and I thought, what am I doing in here with these kids? So after that, we quit showing.
Will you still ride, Joe?
I still ride. Showing got pretty old after a while.
Yeah. How many years should you do that?
I can't.
A lot?
A long time. I started showing when I was, you know, in high school. I Johnny Ward and I were in the first pony club here.
Is that Keeneland
Pony Club. Yeah. Right.
Right. And that would be...
It was in the 50s.
Didn't Susie used to work for you, Susie?
She did. She worked for me for quite a long time.
Yeah. She's a clocker here.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Susie. She was the outrider here for a long
time. Yes, and she still does it.
Yes.
And still does.
Right.
When she can convince
somebody. Hard to keep her off
a
horse.
I just got, you know, you have to leave the farm so much, and I've got responsibilities, and I've got some such nice mares now. I keep my Hunter at the other end of my farm that Ellen Chapman and Bill bought. They have a really nice place, and so we keep my Hunter up there so I don't expose any of my thoroughbreds to anything.
Yeah.
But I trail ride, you know.
Where do you trail ride?
Shakertown I love.
Oh, don't you, though?
Listen,
I used to like it. Used to hunt down there with Woodford.
Right.
And the best part is if you get tired or you're just worn out and you say, oh, I got a loose shoe, I'll take trail number 4.
I know, you can
go
just
back.
Wander in.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful. We just, you know, enough people don't know about it.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful spot.
Yeah.
And that's just my favorite place to trail ride, I think.
Yeah.
So
that's great. Now, tell me about Pony Club, because that's where I met you, I'm sure. How long
I don't know much about it anymore, but I was young, Colonel Johnson, who was a cavalry man, was in charge of. He had that place on Pisgah Pike, and he started teaching, you know, like Johnny and some of us, Cindy Goff, before she was ever hurt.
Yeah.
We all went there and did Pony Club camp in the summer, and I did... they had a big rally at Keeneland when I was still in high school. That was the first rally at Keeneland, I think.
Yeah.
Keeneland used to, you know, sponsor a lot of things. We had horse shows over there. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Right.
That ended, you know, a good many years ago.
Yeah.
So that's too bad. But
were you ever D.C.?
Or, no, I
no,
never
you,
was.
But you instructed a lot.
Yes, I instructed a lot. And that's how I sort of got into teaching these kids on the farm. I started in instructing, and then they all sort of expressed a desire to want a horse show.
Yeah.
And so Susan Holmes, who, as I say, worked for me, was showing too, and we just got so we were taking these kids around, and it was wonderful. It was a great part of my life. But now I have a wonderful thoroughbred operation, and I have this great manager that's been with me almost 30 years, Mike Hinkle. You might
wow.
have known him. He worked at the tack shop for years.
Is he a Hinkle from Paris?
I don't think he's related to those. He's from Danville.
Oh, okay. The other hand, I didn't know there were other Hinkles.
Yeah, Mike's lived on my farm for a long, long time, and he's the best.
How long has he been with you?
Almost 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Man. And then I have a wonderful other fella, Jorge. Anytime, I'm always looking for part-time help. If anybody put in a little plug.
Yeah, there
call
you go.
Summerhill. Always need part-time help.
Yeah.
Can't usually use full-time, but, you know, there's always part-time things to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's your horse? How many mares and boarders?
I have 25 mares.
24. Well,
that's a handful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't do sales prepping anymore. I used to do a lot of sales prepping, but
yearlings will jerk you around.
I just can't turn them out at night myself and everything, and I don't have enough help to do it, so we send them away. Jim Herbiner does a lot.
Does he?
Three Chimneys is doing some now.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jim Herbiner's place over in Scott County?
I think it's Bourbon County.
Right,
he does a great job. Yeah, he really does. I think he's getting sort of full as far as
Ralph Quillen's farm is right close to his, Jackie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jim's got a wonderful farm, big farm. His daughter works for him, and he does a wonderful job.
Didn't he have a son that's in the business too? Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he just Heather now.
Yeah.
So
now you showed yourself besides these kids for how many trophies you got approximately?
They are stashed away. You know, they used to give wonderful silver trophies.
Yeah,
I've got more julep cups than I'll probably ever use in my entire life.
That's okay. They're worth a lot of money.
Stashed away. But, my daughter Carrie does the books for the farm. She rode when she was in Pony Club and stuff, but she's got two little children now. She doesn't have much time. I think she'd like to do it again, but
do they live on the farm?
They live in the big house, and I redid a little cottage in the yard.
Okay. Good
was,
for you.
It was two rooms, but now it's about five. And it's just
that
a
sounds
really
like
nice
heaven.
Little cottage.
Open the windows and it's clean.
Yes.
That's outstanding.
I love living there. I love the farm. I've always loved the farm.
Yeah.
And
How many acres you say it was?
Well, it's 85 now. 85. We had 165, and when my aunt passed away and she had children that lived out of state and didn't want the property, we sold it to Ellen and Bill Chapman. He's Clay Ingalls.
Yeah.
The Clay Ingalls fella, Chapman.
Oh, yeah.
And Ellen. Ellen, you know, showed with me when she was young. So we keep our hunters on her end of the farm.
Oh, I see.
And that works out really,
that's
really,
really
well.
That's really nice.
So,
yeah.
You know, I've got the best of both worlds. I'm
best
so happy.
Nice.
You know, and it was nice of you to call me to come in.
Well, we wanted to see you.
I should have done it earlier.
And I called Kathy Calvert right away. I said, you in town? they go to the lake on the weekend.
Oh,
I said,
right.
You get on iHeartRadio and you listen.
Oh, is that how you can do it?
Oh, yeah. You can get it and you can get it in China.
Oh, how interesting.
You go to iHeartRadio on your phone. And all you do is download the app, and you can get any iHeartRadio station in the world. I want all these Chinese to wake up over there.
I'm sure they loved hearing about me.
In the world.
Sure they love hearing us.
They listen to Ursula and Jackie.
They listen to
Oh, that's wonderful.
These Chinese,
yes,
too.
Absolutely.
They need to get on the way now.
That's what happened to their stock market.
They need to get in the horse business, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
Well, the economy's sinking. So
might as well. Yeah.
Yeah. All righty.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah,
it was
really
a pleasure. Loved seeing both of
you. Good to see you again, Joe.
Maybe if we can get out to the sale this year, we might run into you.
Absolutely.
Fun.
Yeah,
used to
I'll
see you every now and then at the UK basketball game.
I still go.
Do you?
Got my ticket order the other day. Oh,
well,
my word.
Geez,
yeah,
they've gone up.
We
a
did
little.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, every year they go up.
Every year. Yeah,
that's right.
Right. But, I'm not seeing people I used to know down on the lower part because those prices have really gone to the sky.
Yeah, that's.
But you know, it's wintertime. You don't have a whole lot to do. So
exactly.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Go to the basketball game. But I'm looking forward to football.
You are?
There you go.
I'm looking forward to football.
Good.
Do you,
have football tickets?
Don't talk to this guy. He's Kansas State.
Come on. He says they're the real Wildcats.
Yeah.
Please.
I think you're going to hear a little rumbling this year.
I hope
fun.
So.
I like Kentucky basketball over I do Kentucky basketball.
Good oh, that's because he just didn't know.
He's a football space. Fan.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
yeah,
I play college basketball.
No, either.
Really?
Yeah, he's... Baloney. He doesn't like our basketball team because we're the best.
That's because our losing tradition in football. That's the reason.
Yeah, right.
Love seeing you all. Thank you for having me.
Okay,
wonderful
Joe. Thank you. August 7 in France, Antoineau, a 2-year-old filly by First Defense, won a career debut by 6.5 lengths at the direct expense of Kuma, a daughter of Dane Hill Dancer. Finishing third was a full sister to the Grade 1 winner Magician. She's by Galileo. Antoineau is a half-sister to Upbeat Mood, a missing mass filly that is placed in stakes at Santa Anita and Hollywood Park. She's earned over $144,000 now. Another First Defense two-year-old, the first by First Defense to start this year, is Known Defense. And he won a maiden special at Santa Anita in his first start. Known Defense is a half-brother to stakes placed Made Up, a winner of nearly $300,000 out of Make Known, a half-sister to the $777,000 graded stakes winner Wiseman's Ferry. Make Known has a yearling filly by First Defense at Judmont, and those are the kind of mares that have been bred to First Defense since these first foals came out running. Now, let me remind you that a couple of others by First Defense, 2-year-olds this year, include a full sister to Eclipse Award winner Close Hatches, and a half sister to the multiple Grade 1 winner and Millionaire Emollient. And believe me, that's just scratching the surface. First Defense stands at Judmont Farm, home also of one of my favorite horses, Mizzen Mass. For more information, call Gary DeRocker on Friday, 859-272-7629, and see the website, judmontfarm.com. Well, they ran two Grade 1 stakes at Saratoga last Saturday. And both of them were won by horses raised on products from McCauley Brothers. $1,250,000 Whitney Stakes was won by Honor Code, bred and raised at Dell Ridge Farm. And the $500,000 Test Stakes was won by Cavorting, bred by Swettenham Stud and raised at Creekview Farm. And like Ashford Stud, a division of Coolmore. Icing on the cake for the folks at Coolmore was the win by Nyquist in the Grade 2 Best Pal at Del Mar. Nyquist, from the first crop by Ashford Stud Stallion Uncle Mo, was raised at Ashford Stud for Breeder Summerhill Farm. Also on Saturday, Saratoga's Grade Phasic Tipton De La Rose Stakes was won by Receptor, bred by John Phillips and Hank Snowden, of course raised at Darby Dam. And the 8 miles East Stakes at Gulfstream was won by Golden Rifle, bred by Dina Springs. So far this year, runners raised on McCauley products have won 125 stakes, 65 graded stakes, 20 grade one. Record speaks for itself. To take advantage of products from McCauley's, just call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333. See the website at McCauleyBros.com. McCauley Brothers, that's where it's all about the horse. Daily racing form. And the Sunday edition is on the newsstands as we speak, and I got some new information for you. They have out the breeding edition, and of course, but there's information in every edition of the Daily Racing Form on breeding and racing, and of course, with the breeding update, get a copy of that. Go to drf.com/breeding update and just sign up. Date free and available every Tuesday from now on out are the most comprehensive stakes reports available anywhere for owners and breeders, providing full details of all black type stakes run in North America, including pedigrees, detailed progeny reports of the female family, and information on the winning sire. And it comes out every Tuesday. And all you have to do is go to drf.com/breeding, and you'll get that. And, of course, there's always top articles in there by people like John Sparkman and
about breeding and racing and so forth. It's a great addition to the Daily Racing Form. And, of course, the Daily Racing Form is Racing's Bible. And it's drf.com/breeding. So go to it, and you'll be glad you did, because there's a whole lot of information there that's first class. Daily Racing Form, Racing's Bible.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
All righty. Well, I've got Steve Moody with me, and they're running two graded stakes. I believe two graded ones today at Saratoga. And Steve is the author of the Saratoga Handicapping Sheet, which you can go to brisnet.com. Brisnet.com and pick up your copy. And Steve, good morning.
Morning, Ursel.
Beautiful morning. Great day for racing.
It'd be, yeah, it's a big day. You're in, you know, with Saratoga, and you got the Arlington Million and all the big races up there today, so should be a good day.
Yeah, they run about five big stakes a year, and they're all on one, just about all of them on the same day, aren't they, at Arlington. But, well, can you give us a winner, give us a couple of winners in those two graded stakes up at Saratoga today?
All right, we'll see what we can do. It's fast and firm up there right now, although there is about a 50% chance of rain this afternoon, so have to see how that works out. No scratches listed as of yet. The first graded stake is the fourth race. That's the Adirondack. It's a grade two, 200,000 two-year-old fillies. Short field of seven in here. I went for a little bit of a price. It looks like the five horse from the Pletcher barn, Tona Sa, is probably going to be the favorite, 8-5 on the morning line. But I went for a little price to two Can Do, 5-1, shipping in from Florida. This horse was heavily bet her first time out, and she was an easy winner for her connections. Ralph Nix has got her. She showed speed that day, but had plenty left late and just drew away at the wire. So she's going to step up and try winners today, which is pretty much what all these horses are doing. And I'm going to give her a shot to repeat in here, try to beat the Pletcher horse. This horse also a wire-to-wire winner in her debut. I guess the question with her is what happens if she doesn't get to the lead? You don't really know. But she's going to be battling for the lead early, more than likely. And I'll try to get a little extra distance today. 6.5 furlongs is the distance. And then my third choice is the four Decked Out. Ran well first time out at Saratoga and figures to move up with the a race over the track. So pretty well matched group of two-year-old fillies. Of course, they're all lightly raced and eligible to make a big jump from, you know, one race to the next. But we'll go with the price here. Can Do at 5-1. We'll go two, five, four in the Adirondack. And then the other graded stake is the 10th race. That's the four-star Dave handicap. It's grade two, $500,000, 1 mile on the turf. And, of course, four-star Dave was a Saratoga favorite. He won up there for, I know, several meets in a row. He won a stake at Saratoga back in a few years ago. And field of 10 going in here. And there's it's a tough race, Ursel. You can make a case for well over half the field. The favorite in here is the four King Creesa. But you've got him at 3-1. You've got Mishawish at 7-2. You got Ironicus at 4-1. Weekend Holiday 5-1, and you got Vijack 6-1. Jack Milton 6-1. So there's a whole raft of them that you could pick from in here. I went for Jack Milton. I thought he was last time out in the Manhattan. That's a grade one. Don't really think he didn't run his best that day, but I don't think probably a mile and a quarter is his best distance. He's back today at the at his best distance, which is a mile. I think he'll run a big race. He was third in the in this race last year. He's been working well for Todd Pletcher. Victor Espinoza comes in to ride, and we're going to give him a little upset chance at 6-1. Seek again, who is the five horse. He's the defending champion here, won this race last year. Also 6-1, going for Bill Mott. He's got two races under his belt this year, so this is his third start of the year. He figures to be on top of his game. Julian Leperu, though, has been just ice cold at Saratoga. I think he's only got one win and something, if I remember right, 50-something starts. So he's not had a good meet as far as riding goes. Then the third-place horse, I went for the one, Mishawish. Horse went to Dubai and coming back now after been off almost 5 months. It's another Pletcher runner. It's Johnny V will be riding him. And he's got a big chance in here, too. It's a, like I said, you could go a whole bunch of different ways in here. But we'll go for a little price again. Ursel, the eight horse, Jack Milton. We'll go 8-5-1 in the four-star Dave.
All right, Steve. We do appreciate it. It's been Steve Moody with the Saratoga Handicapper Sheep. And go to brisnet.com, BRISNET.com, and you can pick that up. And it's a great tool for picking winners. Thanks, Steve. We appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
All right, Ursula.
All righty. Well, when you see a yearling by Albertus Maximus, De Hare, or Interdab at the sales, keep in mind that all three have proven their ability to decide stakes winners. De Hare and Interdab have both side graded stakes winners, and it didn't take Albertus Maximus long to sire stakes winner. His first foals are 2-year-olds, and his first to face the starter won a maiden special first time out, came right back and a second start to win the stakes race. And then at Lawl yesterday, another first-time starter, the filly Azuma Mora, bred in Kentucky, broke her maiden by 2 3/4 lengths. Going away, Albertus Maximus, two starters, two winners, and a stakes winner. He's batting 1,000. Albertus Maximus, De Hare, and Interdab were all high-class stakes winners themselves. Albertus Maximus, multiple Grade 1 winner, won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. De Hare won Grade 1 stakes, and Interdab was a brilliant sprinter, multiple graded stakes winner. He earned over $500,000. If you want a runner in your racing stable, call stallion manager Kent Barnes at Shadwell Farm. Ask about breeding incentives. Number there is 859-224-4585. And see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigrees for more than 2 million foals? Then Brissette.com's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand, go to Brissette.com/APR. Optimized for tablet and mobile, Brissette.com's APR online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on nearly every North American thoroughbred dating back more than a century. Race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit brisnet.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
With seven yearlings from the first crop of Budemeister were offered at the just concluded Saratoga sales, all seven sold. They averaged more than $357,000 with a high of $500,000 and a low of $250,000. They were a hit. Horseman's remembered Bodemaster's brilliant victory in the Grade 1 $1 million Arkansas Derby and his dead game front-running performance in the Kentucky Derby. And they're well aware that he was the only three-year-old of his crop to earn four triple-digit buyers. They're also aware that he is sired by Empire Maker, just like Pioneer the Nile, the sire of American Fail, and that his dam is a graded stakes winner by the famed Stormcat. Great pedigree. But most of all, they love what they see in his first crop yearlings. You see more of them at Keeneland. Bodemaster stands at Windstar Farm. For more on the stands there, contact Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugler, Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website, windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center and Ursula Ellis.
All righty. Well, this from the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association, my friend Chauncey Morris. And these are the Kentucky bred winners that won stakes last weekend and some this week, as a matter of fact. I tacked them on. The Grade 1 Whitney, of course, went to Honor Code by APND, bred by Dale Ridge Farm. The Grade 1 Test Stakes, Cavorting by Bernardini, bred by Swettenham Stud. The Grade 1 Keeneland Phoenix Stakes at the Curragh was won by Air Force Blue, a two-year-old, a colt by Warfront, bred by Arthur Hancock Stone Farm. The Grade 2 Best Pal at Del Mar winner, Nyquist, a two-year-old from the first crop by Uncle Mo, bred by Summerhill Farm. The Grade 3 La Jolla Handicap at Del Mar, Prospect Park by Tappet, bred by Pam and Martin Wygod. In England, the Lancaster Stakes, Grade 3, went to Intellect. Three-year-old colt by Dynaformer, bred by Shadwell Farm. The Daily Rose Stakes at Saratoga winner, Receptor by Sprightstown, bred by John Phillips and Hank Snowden. The 8 Mile East Stakes at Gulfstream Park, Golden Rifle won that by Ghost Zapper, bred by Adina Springs. The Aladar Stakes at Saratoga winner, Bay of Plenty by Medalli Dodo, bred by Darley. The Joseph T. Grace Handicap at Santa Rosa by Broken Vow winner, Outside Nashville, bred by Sienna Farms. The Emerald Downs Derby at, where else? Emerald Downs, Northern Affleet won that, bred by Gene Tenbrink. And the Washington Oaks at Emerald Downs, the winner was Bell Hill by Sky Mason, bred by Eugene Melnick. The Groupie Doll Stakes at Ellis Park, winner called Pat by Lawyer Ron, bred by Don Amici III, Don Amici Jr., and the Prancing Horse Enterprises, the Horse Turf Flag Stakes at Canterbury winner, Be Proud by Proud Citizen, bred by David Hager. The Careless Navigator Stakes at Canterbury went to Stormation by Stormy Atlantic, bred by the Mercedes Stables. The Birdstone Stakes at Saratoga went to Tacticus by APND, bred by Flaxman Holdings. The Grade 2 Sorrento Stakes, Pretty and Cool, by Scat Daddy, bred by Nancy Shuford. The Grade 2 Makers Mark Lake Placid Stakes yesterday at Saratoga went to Santiero Italia by Medalli Dodo, bred by Darley. The Sandy Blue Handicap yesterday in California went to Curlin's Fox by a filly by Curlin, bred by Williamson Racing. So those were the Kentucky bred stakes winners from last week and this week. So yearlings by Malibu Moon sold for an average of $517,000 at the Saratoga sales earlier this week. He was the sire of the top price filly in the sale, $800,000, with others going for $575,000, $500,000, $400,000. The low price was $310,000. Don't sound low to me. The demand for the progeny of Malibu Moon is strong and growing. He's been the leading son of the great sire of sires, APNE, for 7 consecutive years. There are also 3 yearlings offered by Inner Mischief. They sold for $250,000, $230,000, and $120,000. And the 2 by Tisway offered sold for $325,000 and $130,000. Malibu Moon, Inner Mischief, and Tisway stand at Spendthrift Farm. The Saratoga sale of New York breds begins today, and you'll find yearlings by Spendthrift Stallions, Archer Charge, Dominus, Inner Mischief, Patio Prado, Tisway, Wilburn. To learn more about the stallions at Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm, just call Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
I've got a couple of minutes here. Let me remind you that here at the Thoroughbred Center, they are now selling posts and planks for farming fences, and they got a great product out here.
And they will deliver, or you can pick it up, and they will paint, and they will work the whole deal. So give them a call, 253-1853.
Yeah, 293-1853, and just ask for Jim Pendergast, and he'll take care of you.
Right. My good friend, Nori Scheffel, Scheffel Ridge Farm in Paris, is having her Not Very Scary Mini Trial Combined Test Saturday, September 19th. It's fun. It's always a good time. And for an entry form, go to bluegrassponyclub.com. Lakeside Arena today, the Kentucky Dressage Association Breed Show. Let's see. Well, I'll go to the, let's see, what's at the horse park? Oh, this Sunday, I need everybody that can to go out to Masterson for their cleanup day. Lots of horse shows at the horse park.
Go ahead, Jackie. You got a couple of minutes yet.
Oh, well, you looked at me like I was.
No, I was just trying to tell you how much time I got to, you know.
Okay. Bluegrass Festival Horse Show.
I'll let you know when the music plays.
Is going on Sunday until Sunday at the horse park. Next week is the Kentucky Hunter Jumper Horse Show from the 19th to the 23rd. Bluegrass Classic Dog Show is the week after. Every Wednesday at 4:30, you get summer bird dressage testing at Masterson Station. You get money. They grade whatever you ride, and it's worth the money, I'll tell you. Save the date. Lady Jane Brashears, First Lady Jane Brashears, 5th Annual Horses and Hope Trail Ride, Sunday, September 13th at the Horse Park. And we, as we said, Thoroughbred Centers has fence materials. It's a great price. Contact Jim Pendergast, 293-1853.
All righty. You're hanging me out here. Okay, winners from the Thoroughbred Center last week, saddled by John O'Meara, John Gaver, Wayne Mackey, Jimmy Corrigan, Juan Rubalcaba, Maria Pinzon, Brian Michael, and Eduardo Caramori. So that just about wraps it up for today, I believe. Haven't heard my music yet, but I'm pretty sure you ran out of things to say over there, I guess. And anyway.
Well, I was trying to go real fast.
Well, I told you I was going to let you know.
Tom Durkin will be honored by the Thoroughbred Club of America at its 84th testimonial dinner at Keeneland's Tuesday, September the 8th. Call 254-4282. You raised your hand. Is that a pause?
That means we got 1 minute left.
Oh, okay. I thought you were picking your nose.
But we're going to have to do a little bit better at the end of a show like this.
Well, you know.
One of us is hanging the other one out to dry. Exactly. Well, I tell you what you can do. You can stay tuned now for Cameron Mills. He puts on a whole lot better show than we do. So, and
he's only got one person to worry about. Okay. Well, go to the horse park.
He has guests too, Jack.
Go to the horse park.
He had Perry Stevens
last week.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And wasn't Joe a good interview?
Yes, she was. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for listening. Once again, stay tuned for Cameron Mills, and we'll talk to you next week.